Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. House has passed the greatest threat to our election integrity, called H.R. 1, misnamed For the People Act. It will make election fraud permanent on a massive scale, and we can stop it. We must. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is better called For the Fraud Act.
It really is, because it literally is breathtaking in terms of the breadth of fraud that it will make legal.
I mean, what we just experienced in the November election, it's going to legalize all that. It's going to be horrendous.
And even more.
It'll turn us into a third world country.
It's a 790-page plus bill. It will seize authority from the states and place the federal government in complete control of election rules.
So states won't have control over their elections anymore.
None of the states will have control over the elections. And a lot of the states, Holly, since November, they're doing investigations. Mm-hmm. Some are passing laws to kind of make the voting process stricter so that some of these loopholes and these problem areas are stopped. This would override every state law.
Yeah, we see the problems that those states that had the particular voting machines had. So, you know, they can eliminate that instead of having the government coming in and mandate it for everybody.
And all these last-minute changes that are not done by the legislature, all of those, a lot of these states are working to remedy those problems so that they don't happen again. H.R. 1 would override every state, and it would be a federal system. And somebody says, well, but isn't it the state's rights to do this? And the answer is yes on state elections, state officials, and yes on federal officials. But the government, Congress, also under Article 1, Section 4 of the Constitution, has the right to impose its own rules. And the only restriction that Congress has under Article 1, Section 4 is it cannot dictate the places of the election for senators. Other than that, Congress can legislate across the board and preempt the states. With regards to federal elections, that is your U.S. House, U.S. Senate, and the President of the United States.
And it bans voter ID requirements? I mean, why would you not want ID unless you're going to try to commit fraud?
Look, if you want to go visit the White House right now, you have to show your voter ID. You have to give them your information, and you go through a place that screens that. And if you're not on the list, you don't get in.
Right.
But if you're going to vote for who's in the White House, you can show up with no voter ID under this H.R. 1. It will demand online voter registration in all states. Online. Now, how do you know that someone is really who they say they are online? It will automatically register all individuals over the age of 16, as opposed to only U.S. citizens. Now, why would you register somebody that is not eligible to vote? And why would you do all individuals, not just U.S. citizens? And it's automatic. So in other words, instead of now registering to vote, as is the law now, you'll automatically be registered to vote. And that means everyone. That will include illegals, those people who are not citizens. And it will include people who are not eligible to vote. It'll be these 17-year-olds that are not eligible to vote in any of the states. And they'll be automatically registered to vote.
Wow.
It will require a person to opt out rather than to opt in.
So it's like they're forcing people to register to vote.
What they're trying to do is the Democrats are trying to get as many votes as they can,
right,
and dumb down the election process. It will register convicted felons. It will mandate, and listen to this, and this is where it really gets bad, as if it already wasn't. It'll mandate no-fault absentee or mail-in ballots and allow ballot harvesting. So
we saw what that happened in November.
We saw the fraud coming in, like in Pennsylvania and other places, where all these mail-in ballots were coming in after the polls closed. Mm. And they continued to come in for days. And in this particular case, there'll be no fault. So in other words, if there's something problematic with the absentee ballot, the mail-in ballot, the person that's receiving it cannot reject it. It has to be processed. It'll force the states to accept these mail-in ballots for up to 10 days after the election day.
10 days.
So you'll never know. You'll never know who the person is that was elected at the end of the closing of the polls.
But according to the Constitution, wasn't there one day for elections?
Well, you know, and, you know, there's not a specific day that's mentioned that has to be done. And so what they are doing is literally rewriting the rules. Mm. It will allow people to vote outside of their precinct. Holly, that is incredibly dangerous because that means you can go to any precinct, which means you can go to multiple precincts.
I could just travel around the state and
travel around the state.
Vote multiple times.
Various states, moving from state to state, or you're in a particular area like in the panhandle of Florida. You've got Florida, Mississippi, you've got Alabama, you've got Georgia, all those states. You can hit all of those in a day or a couple of days, because what it will do is also elongate the voter opportunity well before the election. Well before the election. And that means you could run around for a couple of days or just use the day of the vote. And you could travel everywhere. And you could vote from precinct to precinct to precinct to precinct. And there would be no ability for somebody to track you. And you can use different identifications or different names because you don't need ID. So they won't be able to know. And then all that gets put in the mix.
You know, those who want to steal the elections, it's very clear. They don't even want to hide anymore. With this list, it's very clear they're all about stealing elections.
It's all about stealing
elections. No longer fair and free elections,
no,
ever.
It will command the states to provide ballots to voters by email. By email.
I'm going to vote by email?
You'll have to get a ballot by email. Now, there is no way to determine whether or not that email is valid, accurate. And so they're going to send out all these mail-in ballots to increase mail-in voting, and they're going to do it by email. And people could have multiple ballots in their home or at their email that have nothing to do. They're illegal aliens. They're not legal voters, and they get these mail-in ballots.
Well, I can make up all kinds of names, and all these people can vote in the same household.
And here's this. It'll punish anyone who questions the validity of a voter with up to 5 years in jail and up to a $100,000 fine. So if you're now a poll watcher or you're working the polls and somebody comes in and they're not in the precinct, well, they don't have to be there. They don't have voter ID. Well, they don't have that either. But there's a problem with the mail-in ballot that's being dropped off or that's received, and you question it. You can be subject to 5 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. So that means these people are just passive recipients and they just accept everything. They can't challenge anything because it also prevents the poll workers. And why would you do this unless you want to commit fraud? Prevents the poll workers from cooperating with election officials to identify and challenge voter registration concerning fraud. I mean, it's unbelievable.
But, you know, speaking of elections, I mean, this also shows you the importance of who we elect. Because if you have people like that coming up with this kind of legalizing fraud act, it's limitless what they will do. So elections are so important, but you've got to have fair and free ones. And this certainly won't allow for that.
No, it doesn't. It prohibits states from requiring the full Social Security number, which means that partner states, there are states right now that partner with other states to cross-check. Did somebody vote in this state and that state? Like, for example, in Florida. Florida is a winter destination of people. And it's also a tourist destination. So Florida has these issues where somebody might vote in another state and then come to Florida and vote. Sometimes unintentionally, sometimes intentionally. And this will prohibit all that. It'll stop all that.
You remember our friend, her hometown was in Michigan, and she had supposedly voted with her maiden name, and she no longer lived in Michigan. Now she lives in Virginia, and she voted under her correct name. But when she went back to research, somebody had voted in her maiden name.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In the state she doesn't live in anymore.
It's unreal. None of that would be
explode.
Available to investigate or pursue.
Right.
And it also requires, get this, same-day registration. So somebody could come in 5 minutes before the polls close, register right then, no voter ID, and you have to accept it. And you can't challenge it. So this is H.R. 1. I know that we've been talking about H.R. 5, that's the Equality Act, and we need you to act on that one as well. This is H.R. 1. This is this election fraud bill that will institutionalize election fraud and make sure we never have a free election and a fair election ever again. We need to stop that. It's in the Senate right now. Go to lc.org/HR1, lc.org/HR1. Fax the senators, sign the petition, and make phone calls against H.R. 1. This bill must be stopped.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.